If you remember, students who didn't want to study would repeat, the more you study, the more you know. The more you know, the more you forget. The more you forget, the less you know. So why study? It's a funny thing, and it's not logical. It pretends to be logic, but it's a way of getting out of doing work. For Christians, today's gospel of the final judgment, of Christ giving us a parable. If you notice, in the parable, he gives us difficult people to help. Those who have no clothes, those who are hungry, those who are in prison, probably criminals who don't want to be helped. And then Jesus said, if you did not help one of these, you didn't help me. You are neglecting your Christian obligation. I remember when I was having a liturgy in Syracuse in the Catholic hospital, there was a beautiful stained glass window of Jesus going after the poor lost sheep stuck in the thickets, thorns all about, and the sheep lovingly looking up at Jesus, waiting to be held in his arms. I always think there should be another window of Jesus going after a sheep that's lost, and the sheep spitting at him, screaming, saying, get away from me, I hate you, I don't want to see you, get out of my life. Because that's how it is often. We would love the first scenario, me lovingly helping someone who wants to be helped. But what about seeing someone who's a pain in the neck, someone who doesn't want to be helped, someone who could care less about you, and you would be justified in saying in your own mind, this guy is crazy. She is nuts. Let me run away from that wounded sheep for whom Christ shed his blood, whom he wants to save. And then when you show up on the last judgment, you can say, but your son was a pain in the neck. Your daughter was crazy. And Jesus may reply, that's why they needed you. That's why they needed your kind and patient words. That's why they needed your prayers. But sometimes we want a Christianity that's easy and rewarding. We want to be the person who saves them, and we want to be the person who's thanked by them, who's appreciated by them. Imagine if EMTs were like that. You come up on an accident and you say, are you going to be nice to me? If not, I'm going to let you go and die. Christians sometimes are just like that. We want a Christian life that's full of fluff and beauty and gratitude. I'm not saying you don't deserve it. I'm just saying I live in the same planet as you do, and that's not the way it is. That people who are mostly stubborn and refuse your help are sometimes the very people that need your help, and that Christ will say, that's the person I died for. Why did you abandon them? Or they were difficult. They didn't appreciate me. They didn't like me. They had psychological, moral, and spiritual issues. They had no clothes. They were in prison. They were hungry. That's why you should have helped them. Stop thinking about what's easy and start looking what's needed. That's where Christians do the best work. Christos Christiaicha.